Robert Kiyosaki eyes Bitcoin pullback as buying opportunity. Robert Kiyosaki eyes Bitcoin pullback as buying opportunity. Robert Kiyosaki, the entrepreneur and author best known for the personal finance classic Rich Dad Poor Dad, has once again turned his attention to Bitcoin. While price volatility has pushed many newcomers to the sidelines, Kiyosaki appears to be treating any potential new bottom in the market as a chance to quietly accumulate more BTC rather than a reason to panic. Kiyosaki's long-running case for Bitcoin. Kiyosaki has spent years criticizing traditional monetary policy, arguing that governments are debasing national currencies through money printing and mounting debt. In his view, assets with limited supply, such as Bitcoin, gold, and silver, offer a way to hedge against what he often calls the death of fiat money. On social media and in interviews, he has repeatedly stated that he sees Bitcoin not merely as a speculative trade, but as a form of people's money that operates outside central bank control. This narrative fits neatly into his broader philosophy of financial education, where individuals are encouraged to move beyond saving in cash and instead build positions in assets that can outpace inflation. Waiting patiently for a better entry. Rather than chasing every move higher, Kiyosaki has suggested that he prefers to buy when fear and pessimism dominate the market. The idea is simple. Strong long-term assets often become most attractive when short-term sentiment is at its worst. In the context of Bitcoin, that means looking for pullbacks or new local bottoms as strategic times to add to his holdings. This approach mirrors classic value investing principles. Prepare in advance, keep cash or liquidity ready, and deploy it when prices disconnect from long-term fundamentals. For Kiyosaki, a sharp correction in Bitcoin is not a signal that the thesis is broken. It's a test of conviction. Why a new bottom matters to long-term investors. The phrase new bottom can sound ominous to traders who focus on short-term price swings. For long-term investors, however, establishing a new low after an overheated phase can reset the market and create healthier conditions for the next cycle. Lower prices can also allow disciplined buyers to improve their average entry cost. An analogy often used in investing is seasonal. Just as farmers wait for the right season to plant, long-term investors wait for periods of pessimism to deploy capital. Kiyosaki's stance suggests he sees Bitcoin's drawdowns as part of a recurring cycle rather than the end of the asset story. Bitcoin as a hedge against economic uncertainty. Kiyosaki's interest in Bitcoin is closely tied to his views on the global financial system. He frequently warns about rising national debt and what he sees as unsustainable government spending currency debasement through expansive monetary policy banking fragility, particularly during times of crisis. From his perspective, Bitcoin's fixed supply and decentralized nature make it an attractive alternative to traditional savings. While critics point out that Bitcoin's price can be extremely volatile, Kiyosaki tends to focus on multi-year trends and the asset's growth alongside growing institutional and retail interest. How his strategy differs from short-term trading. Many market participants attempt to time every up and down move in Bitcoin, treating it like a high-risk trading vehicle. Kiyosaki's publicly stated approach is different. He emphasizes accumulation over time instead of rapid-fire day trading, buying weakness rather than chasing parabolic rallies, aligning with a macro thesis about currency and debt rather than short-term chart patterns. In practice, that means being emotionally prepared for volatility and understanding that pullbacks are built into the journey. For those who share a similar outlook, corrections can be viewed as sales on an asset they intend to hold for years, not days. What this,